We're up to Nigmar Dino, about the sixth line on the page, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Avi Damarav, Shtei Ta'uyos Ta'a Yoav Ba'os HaSha'a. When Yoav committed murder and wanted to go to get protection, instead of going to an Ir Miklat, he ran to the Mizbeach to protect him. And he made two mistakes by going to the Mizbeach to protect him from his act of murder. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayonas Yoav el Oel Hashem, Vayichazek bekarnos hamizbeach, that Yoav ran to the Mishkan, to the Oel Hashem, and he grabbed onto the corners of the Mizbeach, and he assumed that no relatives would be allowed to kill him as long as he's holding onto the Mizbeach, that that's like a miniature Ir Miklat. But there were two mistakes he made. Number one, Ta'a she'enu kolet elagago v'utafas bekarnosav. His first mistake is that it's true the Mizbeach protects you, but that's only the top of the Mizbeach, the roof of the Mizbeach. He was holding on to the corners of the Mizbeach. The corners of the Mizbeach do not afford protection. And second mistake he made was Ta'a she'eno kolet el Mizbeach beis olamim v'hu tafas Mizbeach shel shilo. The Mizbeach only protects you in the Beis HaMikdash. He was in the Mishkan, he wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Mizbeach shouldn't protect him in that situation. Abaye Omer Bahanami Mitata. Abaye says he made a third mistake as well. It wasn't just these two mistakes, there was a third mistake, and that is Ta'a she'enu kolet el kohen va'avoda biyado v'hu zar haya. The halacha is that the Mizbeach does protect you if you're a kohen in middle of doing avoda. But he wasn't even a kohen. The Mizbeach doesn't protect any random guy who goes and grabs onto the Mizbeach. So that is a third mistake. I forgot to mention before, zar is also an important concept. Zar means someone who is not a kohen. A zar, someone who is not a kohen. So main point number one, three mistakes of Yoav. Actually, hang on to that. We'll do the main point in a second. We haven't finished all the material for it. Reish Lakish, further in the Gemara, Reish Lakish says, Shalosh tu'uyos asid soro shel Romi litos. The angel of Rome is going to make three major mistakes also. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Mi ze ba me'adom, chamutz begadim mivtzara. That the Pasuk says, who is this one coming from Edom? Chamutz begadim mi batzra. It describes with stained clothing. So the Gemara explains, what is this talking about? This is talking about that one day, in the end of days, the angel of Rome is going to be full of the blood of another angel that he had killed, and this angel of Rome is going to make three mistakes. Number one, Toa she'enu koletes al beit sarvu gol al batzra. Number one, he runs to the city of Batra instead of Beitzar. He goes to the wrong city. There is a city that's near Miklat that has a similar name, but he's going to go to the wrong one for protection. Number two, Toa she'eno koletes al shogeg vu mezid haya. His second mistake is that an Ir Miklat only protects you if you are shogeg, if you kill someone b'shogeg. The Saro shel Romi, this angel of Rome, is going to kill someone b'mezid, on purpose. And mistake number three, Toa she'eno koletes al adam vu malachu. An Ir Miklat only protects people. He's an angel, doesn't protect angels. So he's out of luck. Those are his three mistakes. Now, main point number one, three mistakes of Yoav and three mistakes of the angel of Edom or Rome, same thing, about the protection for a murderer. I'm not going to list the three mistakes again now, but again, there were three mistakes that Yoav made and three mistakes that the angel of Edom made about the protection afforded for a murderer. Yeah, I guess I'll mention it quickly, but I'm not going to say it slowly. So I'll mention it quickly, you'll go over it. Number one, that Yoav's mistake was he thought that even the corners of the Mizbeach protect, and it's not true, only the roof protects. Number two, Yoav's mistake was that he thought the Mizbeach and the Mishkan protects, but it's not true, only in the Beis HaMikdash protects. And number three, he thought it protects anybody, but it only protects a Kohen doing the Avodah. The Saro Shel Edom's mistakes were that he went to the wrong city. He thought it protects you even if you killed B'mezid, and he thought it protects angels, but it doesn't. It only protects people. Rabbi Avahu says, Are miklat lo nitnu l'kvura. You're not allowed to bury people in an Ir Miklat. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, U'migrisheyem yu l'behemtam, u'l'ruchusham, u'l'chal chayasam. It says that this is going to be an area for your animals and for your money and for all of your life. L'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. We see that it's given l'chayim, dafka, for life, but not for burial. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? That's against our Mishnah. Meisivei, shama, we said in our Mishnah, from the word shama, we learn, shamte di raso, that's where the guy who murdered has to live, and shamte misaso, that's where the guy who murdered ends up dying, and shamte kvuraso, that's where he's buried. So don't you see that you are allowed to bury in a near miklat? Answers the Gemara, Rotzeach Shaini Degali Berachmana. Yeah, the guy who murdered is allowed to get buried in a near miklat, but other people shouldn't be buried in a near miklat. Meaning the cemeteries in a near miklat should be made up entirely of people who have committed murder. So main point number two, you're not allowed to bury anybody in a near miklat except for a murderer. No one can be buried in a near miklat except for a murderer. Now we're at the two dots, about 8 lines into the wide lines. K'shem she'ir koletes. The Mishnah mentioned that not only is the city protect you, but the tchum of the city protects you. What's the tchum of the city? The 2,000 amos around. Correct. Frek the Gemara Raminu, I'll ask you a question in a contradiction. V'yashav ba, it says that the guy should live in the city, ba v'lo b'tchuma, and we darshan from there. Yeah, he's got to live in the city, but not where? Not in the tchum of the city. Big fat question mark. And Sigmar Am Rabbi Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha at all. Kan liklot kan ladur. Throughout the entire tchum, he'll be protected. But he's not supposed to live in the tchum of the city. He's only supposed to live in the city itself. But if he wanders around the city up until the tchum, he'll still be protected. Ladur, wait, to live in the tchum of the city, obviously he's not allowed to do that. Typically, we should know that anyway. De'inos and sada migrash v'lo migrash sada. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to make the area, the empty area around the city that helps to beautify the city, into a field, and you're not allowed to make the field into an empty area. Lo migrash ir, you're not allowed to make the empty area around the city into a city itself where people live. V'lo ir migrash, you're not allowed to take a city and turn it into an empty area, turn it into an open area. So obviously you're not allowed to live there. You're not allowed to make a city in a place that's supposed to be empty around the city, in the tchum of the city. Why would I need to be told that specifically by near miklat you're not allowed, that the guy's not allowed to live there? Answers the Gemara Amrav Sheshes Lo Nitzucha El Mechilos. The chiddush by the near miklat is that even in tunnels underground under the tchum of the city you're not allowed to live. That wouldn't be a violation of ruining an open area because above ground it's still wide open. But even if you dig a tunnel and you live underground in an underground tunnel, if you're a murderer, you're not allowed to live there, only in the city proper. You can live underground in the city proper, but not underground where? By the tchum of the city. Correct. Main point number three, the tchum also protects, the tchum of the Eir Miklat also protects, but you're not allowed to live there even underground. The tchum of the city also protects, but you're not allowed to live in the tchum of the city, even if you're going to live there underground. Further, Rotzeach Shiyatzu Chutz L'Tchum. We mentioned that once Rotzeach goes outside of the tchum, so who can kill him? We had a machlokas in the Mishnah, who's allowed to kill him? Remember, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that the Goel Adam has a mitzvah to kill him, everyone else is allowed to. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Goel Adam is allowed to, everyone else is a murderer if they kill him. No one else is allowed to. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. V'ratzach Goel Adam esarotzeach. The Goel Adam kills the murderer. So we darshan from there, mitzvah biad Goel Adam. That it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him, like Rabbi Yossi said. Ein lo Goel Adam, if the Goel Adam doesn't kill him, reshus biad kol adam. Divri Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, everyone else is allowed to kill him. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. Reshus biad Goel Adam. The Goel Adam is allowed to kill him. V'kol adam chayav n'lav. If anyone else kills him, what does it mean, chayav n'lav? They're going to be chayav misa for doing it because they're murderers. My time at Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili think that everyone's allowed to kill him and that it's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to do it? Mik siv, does the pasuk say, im ratzach, if he kills him? No, it says viratzach, which implies that he's supposed to kill him. Rabbi Akiva would say, no. If you were supposed to kill him, it would have said, yirtzach, kill him. It doesn't say that. It says, viratzach, and he kills him. Rabbi Akiva, miksiv, yirtzach. It doesn't say yirtzach. So sort of the language is somewhere in between what the way it would suggest a mitzvah and the way it would suggest something that's not a mitzvah. So that's why it can go both ways. That's how we have machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Marzucha Bar Tuvia Amar Rav. Rotzeach Shiyatzel Chutz L'Tchum. Let's say the Rotzeach goes outside of the Tchum of the Ir Miklat. Umetzo Gol Adam, and the Gol Adam finds him. Vahargo, and the Gol Adam kills him. Neragalov. We kill the Gol Adam because he's a murderer. Ask the Gemara, come on. Lok Rav Yossi Aglili, Lok Rav Yekiva. That's against everybody. Rav Yossi Aglili would say the Gol Adam has what? An obligation to kill him. Rabbi Akiva would say he's allowed to kill him. So who's his goal like when it says that we're going to call the goal a dumb murderer? And it's the Gemara, Hudam Arkiyai Tana. It's assuming like the following Tana. Titanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ad amdu lufnei eidel lemishpat, ma tamal omer. What's the pasuk teaching me when it says, Ad amdu lufnei eidel lemishpat, lefi shenemar, because we have a pasuk that says, V'rotzach goal adam es rotzeach, that the goal adam is allowed to kill the murderer, yochel miyad. You might think that right away, as soon as his relative is killed accidentally, the goal adam is right away allowed to react and kill the murderer. Tamal omer, that's why the pasuk says, Adam delufneya eidel lemishpat, that you have to wait until there's justice, until there's an actual court case. So that's what we're saying. If the rotzeach goes outside of the tchum of the Ir Miklat and the goel adam kills him before there was ever what? A court case, that's when we consider the goel adam to be a murderer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva would respond, Hai andu heidel mishpat my darshibe. What do we do with that pasuk? Homi bayle lechadetanya. They use the pasuk to teach the following brisa. Rabbi Akiva omer minayin l'sanhedrin shoro echa chargas anefesh ein mamis nosat shiyam beis din acher. Let's say someone kills somebody by accident right in front of a beis din. So how do I know that beis din is not allowed to judge that case? They have to bring him to a different beis din. Tamalomar, that's what we use the pasuk for. Ad amdu lefneya eidel lemishpat. Ad sheyamod bebeis din acher. That he needs to go into a different beis din. Tan Rabban, we have another brisa. Im yotzo yotza harotzeach. The pasuk says if the rotzeach leaves, ein li ela b'meizid. I only know that if the murderer leaves the Ir Miklat on purpose, that he can get killed. B'shogeg minayin. How do I know that even if he accidentally leaves the tchum of the Ir Miklat, that he can get killed? Tamal omer. That's why the pasuk says im yatzo yatza mikol makom. It could have just said im yatza if he leaves. Yatzo yatza implies that however he left, for whatever reason he left, whether he did it on purpose or whether he did it by accident, once the rotzeach leaves the Ir Miklat, what could happen to him? He could get killed. Vatanya, we have a brisa. But we have a brisa that says otherwise. Says b'meizin na'arag b'shogei gola. That if he leaves, if it's on purpose, he gets killed. But if it's by accident, he just goes back to golas. He doesn't get killed. Answers the Gemara lo kasha. That's not a problem. The fact that we have another brisa that says that you only get killed if you leave b'meizin, because hakamandi yamar amrinan dibra Torah kolashim b'nei adam. They argue whether yatso yatsa can be used for a drasha, whether the double expression of yatso yatsa can be used for a drasha. If you hold that in general, dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam, what does that mean? The Torah speaks the way people speak, and sometimes people would say yatso yatsa, they'll speak in double expressions. So then you can't derive any halacha from yatso yatsa. And then you would say, okay, only if he leaves b'meizid he gets killed. But if you hold the Torah doesn't speak like people speaks, the Torah measures every single word carefully, then you would say, Yatso Yatsa must be teaching me something. What does it teach me? That even if the murderer leaves the Ir Miklat by accident, still what could happen? He can get killed. So main point number four, Machlokas, whether the Goel Adam can kill before the Gemar Din, before the court case, and Machlokas, whether he can kill a rotzeach who leaves b'shogeg. So again, machlokas, whether the Goel Adam can kill before the Gemar Din, and we also have machlokas, whether he can kill someone who leaves b'shogeg. What is what? Leaves by accident. Didn't leave on purpose. Right? And that depends on, obviously, what we just said, you know, whether Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam or not. There's also machlokas whether the Goel Adam can kill a rotzeach who leaves the Ir Miklat b'shogeg. Okay, Amar Abaye, Mistaver command the Amar Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. Abaye says, I think it makes the most sense to say that the Torah just speaks the way people speak, and therefore a Goel Adam who killed b'shogeg, if the Torah speaks just the way people speaks, not killed b'shogeg, Goel Adam who leaves b'shogeg, is not going to get killed. Because the Torah didn't mean yatsa yatsa, that even if you leave b'shogeg, you get killed. The Torah is just speaking the way people speak. But if you leave b'shogeg, Abaye thinks it's most logical to assume that if the guy left b'shogeg, he should not get killed. Why? Why is that most logical? Shelo yehei sofo chamur mitchilaso. Because his situation when leaving a Gol Adam, when leaving an Ir Miklat rather, shouldn't be more strict than his situation when first going to the Ir Miklat. Matchilaso, just like when the whole case starts, how does this whole thing start? What's the starting point of the whole case of sending someone to an Ir Miklat? What has to happen? What event must occur? He has to kill by accident. So just like the whole starting point is b'mezid narag b'shogegola, if he does it b'mezid, if he did the killing b'mezid, he's going to get killed. But if he did the killing b'shogeg, he goes to galus af sofo. So once he's in galus, also b'mezid narag, if he leaves on purpose, he should be able to get killed. But b'shogegola, it's logical that if he leaves by accident, he should just go to galus. Period. Tani Chada, we have one brisa that says, Av Shaharag Bino Naasalo Goal Adam. If a father kills one of his sons, the other son becomes a Goal Adam and is allowed to kill the father, because the other son is a relative of the victim. So if a father accidentally kills one of the sons, the other son is a Goal Adam, could kill the father. Vitani Yidach, but we have another brisa, Ain Bino Naasalo Goal Adam. That your son can never be a Goal Adam to kill you. So which is it? Says the Gemara, Lema haRabbi Yossi Aglili vaHaRabbi Akiva. Maybe they're arguing about the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill. If you hold there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill, then maybe that mitzvah applies even to a son. But if you hold that it's not a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill like Rabbi Akiva, then maybe it won't apply to a son. So says Gemara, no, that has nothing to do with it. It is bra, you think that's what it's related to. Bein l'man d'yamar mitzvah, bein l'man d'yamar rishus. Whether you hold that it's normally a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill, or whether you hold it's a rishus, it's just something he's allowed to do. Mishari, can a son kill a father? V'amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, v'chein Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabba Rav Huna and Tana d'Bei Rabbi Shmuel both taught us, l'kol ein ha-ben nasa shliach la'aviv, l'akoso u'l'kalalto, chutz mimesis. That if a bein, if a son happens to be a guy who works for the Beis Din, and his job in the Beis Din is to whip people and to, you know, to be the executioner and stuff like that, he's not allowed to do that if his father is the one who stood trial, unless chutz mimesis, unless the father is a mesis. What's a mesis? Someone who tried to get other people to do avodah zarah. Shaharei amra Torah, because the Torah said about a mesis, lo sachmol v'lo sachase alav. Do not have any mercy. Do not cover for him. Do whatever it takes. Go after him. But bottom line is, we see that a son, even for a mitzvah, normally to do, be the guy that whips people in Beis Din is a mitzvah. You see, even for a mitzvah, a son's not allowed to do it to a father. So we're back to our question. How can a brisa say that a son could be a goel adam to his father, a son could kill his father as a goel adam, if a son is not even allowed to do hitting of a mitzvah on his father? Answers the Gemara, Elo Kasha. Habibno v'habibben bino. Now, one is the brisa that says that a son cannot be a goel adam is talking about the son of the guy who murdered cannot be a goel adam. The one that says a son can be a goel adam is not really talking about a son. It's talking about his grandson. That if a man kills his son, the grandson can be the goel adam to kill the grandfather. A son can never be a goel adam to kill the father, but a grandson can be. Main point number five. Last one, we'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow, that a son can't be a Goel Adam, but a grandson can be. At some point this year, hopefully, we'll do the sugya of the nature of the relationship between grandparents and grandchildren in Halacha, whether there's a chiyuv of kavod for a grandparent and stuff like that. A lot of very, very interesting sugya in Halacha.